This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu said that India has become a pioneer in oceanic transport, shipbuilding and the ability to harness the monsoon-building sea capacity. Addressing a huge gathering in the Navy Day celebration at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri in Odisha yesterday, the president said that India is a great maritime nation with a long coastline, island territory and the developed maritime infrastructure. The president said that the Indian Navy will continue to ensure the maritime security to the nation and the great support to the nation to becoming a Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Navy Day at the Blue Flag Beach of Puri marked the anniversary of the Operation Trident and the critical naval offensive and during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It displayed over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircrafts with the support of the Marine Commandos and the personnel of the Indian Army. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed the confidence that the close cooperation between India and Gulf Cooperation Council would be further strengthened under the Kuwait's ongoing presidency of the GCC. Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya, said that the Prime Minister at his official residence in Delhi yesterday. They discussed the measures to enhance the cooperation in trade, investment, energy, technology, culture and strong people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi thanked the leadership of the Kuwait for taking care of 1 million strong Indian community living in the Kuwait. And they exchanged the views in the situation of the West Asia and expressed the support to fully return to peace, security and the stability in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the multifaceted India-Kuwait relations and the ways to further expand ties with the Kuwait counterpart Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya in New Delhi yesterday. They were also exchanging the views on the recent developments in the West Asia and India's cooperation with the Gulf Government and the Cooperation Council. The two ministers signed the MOU of establishing a joint commission of the cooperation at the level of the foreign ministers. In his remarks, he in this meeting said that Dr. Jaishankar said that India is committed to strengthening the bilateral ties with the Kuwait across various domains, including trade, investment, energy, IT and culture. The External Affairs Minister said that India and Kuwait enjoy long-standing ties, and he emphasized that India's vision of the Viksit Bharat by 2047 and the Kuwait's vision of the new Kuwait by 2035 provides both nations a higher aspirations. He noted that the India community in Kuwait has been living under the bridge for the 2 years, two countries, and in this remarks that the Kuwait's Foreign Affairs Minister said that the historical ties between India and Kuwait span centuries and have evolved a great partnership. He stressed that India is a great important partner of Kuwait. Mr. Al-Yahya said that the food security and the cyber security are the major issues between India and Kuwait and among the priorities of the Kuwait government. Secretary Department of the Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Dr. Divesh Chaturvedi held a bilateral meeting with the Minister of the Regional Affairs in Agriculture of Estonia, Priyat Hartman, in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting focused on strengthening the cooperation in the agriculture and the allied sectors between India and Estonia. Speaking to the occasion, Dr. Chaturvedi outlined the key priorities of the government in the agricultural sector. They include ensuring food security, leveraging technology for digital infrastructure to enhance the service delivery to the farmers, promoting crop diversification to increase the farmer outcomes and the incomes, and boosting the value addition of the horticulture products. He also emphasized the importance of climate resilient and organic farming as well as expanding agricultural exports. India has called for reforms in the global financial system for better support developing nations, emphasizing the greater representation of the South in international financial institutions and increased funding of the multilateral development banks. Speaking to the UN meeting, India's Ms. Geetu Joshi, Advisor, Department of the Economic Affairs, Ministry of Finance, stressed that the need of the financial system was more responsive in the need of developing countries. Sarva Hindu Samaj staged a protest in the demonstration of the Rajasthan's Jaipur yesterday against the atrocities, looting and the massacre of the Hindus in Bangladesh. A large number of women, youth and saints participated in the demonstration against the body choppered in Jaipur. In the Under-19 Asia Cup, India qualified for the semi-finals, winning the last group of A ODI match against the host United Arab Emirates by 10 wickets at Sharjah Cricket Stadium. UAE set a target of 138 runs and winning the toss and elected to bat. They were all out in 44 runs and chasing the target. India scored 143 runs with a loss of just 1 and in just 16.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.